Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 188. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
Hi.
That noise is our dog 9 coming in from the dog door.
Can't get away from the dog noise.
Can't get away from it.
Whether it's podcast or vlogging, they're going to be there.
They're part of the show.
And since I never remember to take off their
collars,
going to hear it.
Yep.
Just the way it goes.
Well, thanks for listening.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thank you for being here.
DarkAngelsAndPrettyFreaks.com.
Yes, go check it out. I've got to change the website to include all the other stuff, but yes. I will be doing that.
Someday.
But soon. Not today.
Right.
So how are you?
I'm good. I'm hungry and tired today. I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to, I'm always tired. You guys all know that. I am going to add hungry to it today. Although I did just break out like 5 chips and a thing of salsa.
I am as well hungry and tired.
Nice. Not nice.
All right. Yeah. So that's a show.
That's what we wanted to say. Gotta go. See you later.
I did, however, have one of the best mornings I have had in probably a year and a half. Well, no, I'm going to say 2 years.
Easily. Well, there's good and bad, I would say. Go ahead.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
Today, as a lot of people know, I'm a big fan of the pumpkin spice. And now I know it. The cool thing is to not like pumpkin spice.
Right.
So everyone's like, oh, pumpkin spice is lame. If it was that lame, it wouldn't be so popular, people. Right. So get over
True.
It. And, but I am a big fan. And I have not had one in 2 years because it's got a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of caffeine.
It's hard for me to stop at just one. I want one every day.
Yep.
But today was the day.
You had one and it's been a year-ish since you've had it. Well, this time last year.
No, I didn't have one last year.
I thought you did.
Been two years.
I thought you broke down and had one last year.
Nope. I remember we talked about it on the podcast.
Okay.
So first one in 2 years, I got a tall because I didn't want to go crazy with it.
But you got 2 shots.
2 shots. And it was...
magnificent.
Like heaven in a vagina in a cup.
Whoa.
It was amazing.
I don't know if that would fit in a cup.
Depends the size of the cup or the size of heaven or the size of the vagina.
Yep. All those things. Okay.
But it was warm and moist. And it titillated my senses.
All of them?
And it was amazing.
How soon after was your crash?
About 5 minutes. My stomach started hurting while I was drinking it.
Yes.
And then I got an immediate headache.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so worth it. I figure one
you
a year.
You enjoyed every minute of that drink.
One a year isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, it reminded me of being a child next to my mom's bosom.
Hey, dog, take your bone elsewhere.
Well, now she's stealing Zero's bone. So.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it was a good day. It started out well. But now I'm exhausted.
Yeah, you were very... chatty and proactive this morning, for sure.
I don't remember being chatty.
A little bit. A little more than normal, I would say.
Hmm. Well, there was a lot going on. yeah.
Want to thank everybody again for all their well wishes and checking in on us about the fire situation. And I don't remember if we covered it last time. Were we in the clear last time?
Yes.
Okay.
Last time was like a catch. Yes.
Okay. So just again, we're in the clear. We're good. And things are getting back to normal not all over Napa and not just for us. But obviously there's a huge contingent in Sonoma and that whole area that is not going to be normal for a very long time. And but we just want to thank everybody for reaching out and all of that. And also,
I don't want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the people that reached out.
Also that.
The rest of you, whatever, man. Just whatever.
There are so many active charities and things going on in the world. So just everybody do what they can. That's all we can say about it.
I did what I can
or
what I could because the fire did claim one of the saddest victims.
Mm.
Our weather station. I'm blaming it on the fire.
I think
the smoke somehow damaged my weather
sensors,
station.
Maybe?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Could be. Because
my weather station, I should say our weather station, yes. But it was a gift to me. But
true.
Still.
It is yours technically because you got it as a gift.
Our
but
weather
as married people, we share stuff.
Our weather station burnt to a crisp. Not literally, figuratively.
It just died. It had better days.
It was and, almost lasted. 3 years old, or almost four years old.
I think.
Yeah, because we got it. I got it at Christmas, so I think it's almost 4 years.
Anyway.
Needless to say.
Suddenly.
But I'll say it anyway.
Last week, it was working,
Sunday,
and then all of a sudden, it stopped working.
It was 41 degrees all day long, and I'm like, no, that's not
that
right.
Seems weird.
So I tried to resuscitate it. It didn't work, so we threw it away, and then I said, I'm not going to get another one.
Right.
And you were like, well, that's too bad.
I would like another one.
And I said, but...
I've grown attached to the one that we had. Not attached in, like, an emotional value. Like, I just got used to having it there and looking at it every morning. I look at it several times a day, but especially in the morning to know how I need to dress to walk the dogs as far as how cold it is outside. I mean, obviously, you can open the door and go outside, but, you know.
It was just, it's very convenient to just walk through the kitchen and look and you know exactly what the weather is.
Right. But I mean, like, I want that information before I get dressed.
Right.
So.
And we could obviously use cell phones to check the weather.
Right.
But I don't carry my cell phone with me throughout the house. So in the morning when I get up and go look, it's like the first, like, oh, do I have to get the, especially in winter more so, but do I have to get the dog's jacket? Is it freezing? Blah, 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 blah. And so it's just kind of nice to have there. And then when I come home, it's the same thing because the dogs, well, it's not good to walk the dogs if it's too hot. And Zero won't walk if it's a certain temperature. So it's just easier when as I'm walking through the house to go let the dogs out that I just peek over.
Right.
And it's there. But I did say, no, we're not. I don't want to get another one. Right. One reason was because we paid off all our credit card debt and really don't have any bills except for house and cars and stuff. And this was one of those things that it's like, well, you know, we start buying these little things and all of a sudden they start adding up and it's a bunch of crap. So we actually didn't even think about getting one. Well, we talked about it, but didn't get one right away.
Yeah.
And then we both really missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so found one, the new version of the one we had on Amazon on sale for $119.
Yes.
And I broke down and said, I kind of really miss it.
Yeah. I really missed it.
So we got it. And today... Mm-hmm. We made a little vlog about it.
We did.
And set it up.
It's very exciting.
And it's amazing. The display is a little different. It's called the dark. So it's kind of like black backlit.
Right.
And it's not all bright.
It's pretty cool.
It's neat.
It's pretty cool looking. Although the other one was a little bit of a nightlight in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have that. But it's a very cool display. And so, very happy that it's back.
So the weather station just keeps on being part of the damn podcast. Now it's part of the damn vlog.
Sure is.
So anyway,
did you manage
to
get the weather off of the weather station for today's?
I did. Weather? You want to do it?
Weather report. The iPad is still a little touch and go. Sometimes it's dead. Sometimes it's alive.
That was another reason I didn't want to get it because I said if we have to replace your iPad, don't want to get
this. Basically.
And you were like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
So you're iPadless for a while.
I guess so. So here's the Napa weather report. I don't know.
Come on. This is the best part.
Not for me.
For everybody else.
Okay. That's good.
Was that it?
Yep.
Oh.
That was the one.
Wow. You're kind of mailing it in.
Mm.
Do better on the outro, please.
Okay.
71 degrees inside, 45% humidity, 72 degrees outside, 39% humidity, wind blowing out of the west at 4 miles an hour. And the barometer was at 29.92.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Am I done? Okay. Ooh.
That's great.
Also, I seem to have made a gash in my little ankle here, and I keep like rubbing my ankle. I'm like, God, my ankle kind of hurts. And I just look down, and there's like this big old boo-boo down there.
That's not good.
Anyway.
Also, very important, very exciting. Mm. We're less than 1 year away from Jamaica again. Finally.
The 1 year countdown?
Yeah. It's so hard to be more than a year away from vacation.
Yeah.
Bums my... I mean, big vacation. Obviously, we take little things.
Well, we only have one... Well...
We've got Reno coming up. Got Christmas in Reno.
Doing Christmas
Virginia
in Reno.
City.
Yep.
And then we got my sister's wedding in Portland coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got little things. I'm sure we'll throw something
else
in there.
Those are months apart, though. So it's not like we have a ton of stuff going on.
But there's something about knowing, like, oh, I get to do the 1 year countdown.
Right. I agree.
And frickin' Christmas movies are coming up.
Yep. 6 days from yesterday. So it's 5 days, right?
What?